Well, at this rate, there could be more pufflings than people in Witless Bay. Earlier this month, you heard about the Witless Bay Puffin Patrol and its above-average rescue numbers. Well, the puffling parade continues, and it's a record year. Joining me on the line is Puffin Patroller Dina Wiseman. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me, Dina, what's the latest tally?
The latest tally is, I'm just looking at our banded numbers. I have our notebook from our morning banding. So we have 684 banded. There would be over 700 released because sometimes there are birds that come in during the day and we may not have the banding kit there, so they get released as well. So we have over 700 now.
Now, for people who have no idea what we're talking about, you maybe should explain these bands.
The bands are stainless steel bands that have a number on them and a contact phone number. So we put these bands on the leg of the one band on one leg of the bird. And they are meant to remain on that bird for its entire lifetime. And hopefully we will start to see some of these birds come back to the islands in 3 to 5 years when they mature. They come back to have their young.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the researchers will start to see some of those bands. Also, they may show up in other places. We don't really know exactly where all the birds go to. So they may show up, on a beach somewhere else or, you know, maybe in a net or something.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have an idea about migration.
So 771, that's a good total. What's been your most successful night? Because it's a lot of work banding all those puffins.
It is a lot of work. Our most successful night, the largest number we've collected in one evening is 106, and that was on that would have been on the night of August 16th. So we banded them the next morning. 106 birds is a lot. It's a lot of birds to band.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a lot of birds to handle. We had to bring them down, you know, by a few carloads to the beach to get banded.
Right. I remember seeing that when I was in here and now. The number of puffins, it's quite striking. But where are you finding these puffins? Where do they end up?
Most of the puffins are found on the streets of Witless Bay or in the area from Burnt Cove to Ballyhean.
Mm-hmm.
Those two areas, are, of course, the closest to the islands. There are four islands in the reserve, so there are two islands that you can see from Witless Bay, and the other two islands are a little further up the shore.
Right.
So those communities are the ones closest, and so the birds see the lights from those communities mm-hmm. first and seem to head in that direction.
Now, the puffin, as cute as it looks, is not the most aerodynamic of birds, shall we say?
No, they're very cute, but they're not the best flyers. They're really built to fly underwater.
Right.
So when they become grounded on our streets, they have a very hard time. Well, they just can't. I've never seen one take off and fly away from us. They'll run and maybe fly a foot or two off the ground.
Right.
But I've never seen one take off and fly away from me.
They like to use steep cliffs and hills to go
yes.
catapulting down to actually get to flight, right?
And when we release them the next morning, the best releases, like they fly the best when the wind is coming on shore.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they just get that updraft and they can fly better. But if the wind is, you know, if we're trying to release them and the wind is behind us,
right.
they don't go very far. They sort of plop into the water just ahead of us. So it's, yeah, they're not made to fly too far.
I guess that means people must find them in some odd places.
We find them in some odd places. Window wells are quite common. We've asked people to, you know, if you have window wells on your house during, you know, the month of August, really, you know, each morning have a look. To
mm-hmm.
make sure there aren't any either, because they can't even hop out of there. They have a very hard time.
So they get stuck in window
wells.
So
they'll die of starvation or
oh.
yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to die of starvation.
Or a cat or something will get them.
In a window well.
In a window well, yeah.
All right, is there an end in sight for all of this? Like this?
I hope so.
Conservation is exhausting.
It is exhausting, yes. The numbers are dropping off now. Yesterday we banded 19,
mm-hmm.
so it's dropping off. But there's a film crew has been here filming for a Nature of Things documentary
oh.
that's due to air next fall.
Mm-hmm.
And they did some filming going on the island last week.
Right.
And I was speaking with one of their guides who was with them, and she said that there was... At that time, there were still birds in the burrows, still chicks
right.
in the burrows.
Is David Suzuki showing up?
Haven't seen him yet.
don't talk about the seal hunt.
No. We have nothing to do with the seal hunt.
All right, Dina, appreciate your time and good luck. I hope that the number of puffins starts to come down a bit to give you guys a break, but that's a lot of banding. Congratulations on the good work you're doing with the puffins.
Yes, and I'd just like to ask people in these areas to just turn off any lights that they don't need at the moment, you know, shed lights and things like this, dim them down a bit, or even switch them out for a blue light and see if that helps.
Helps with what?
It helps, well, we're we're experimenting with different lights. Maybe different colors of lights may not attract the birds, so we can you can even switch lights out to different colors and to see if that may help. But it, you know, just turn them off. Sometimes people have a lot of lights on their house, and you know, may not necessarily need them all.
All right, Dina, appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
That's Dina Wiseman with the Puffin Patrol in Whitless Bay.